Welcome to the after show, after show, after show. That's our new opening, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, did you just make that up?
Yeah, I just made it up.
Now, what happened to the danger zone?
Hi, you know, we can't
afford play that music.
We can't.
Come on, Nikki. We could do it ourselves.
We can't.
The danger zone song.
We can't.
Welcome to the danger zone.
Stop right there because we have to pay for it after that.
You guys only say danger zone.
Oh, just danger zone.
Just right. Oh yeah! Tell Nikki the story about your son with the phone that we talked about on the air this morning.
I don't see that I did anything wrong, but Nate might be a little upset with his mama. Apparently, Nate hasn't talked to his girlfriend in a while, like a month, like spoken to her. But he's texted her, and he says she's not responding to him. And then so he went to school yesterday, and I said to him, "Did you talk to your girlfriend?" And he said, I have a class with her. You know I saw her. I go, well, did you talk to her? He goes, no. She came in late and she left as soon as it was over.
OMG.
Like she dodged me. Said she sees ghosting you and dodging you at school. I said, that's a problem. So
yes, I don't know.
So Nate goes to school. He goes to modified practice right after. We pick him up. He eats really quick. We go all the way to Spencerport. So he has no time to talk to anybody, to worry about it, to care. I just was asking questions on the way to Spencerport because I ask a lot of questions. So I'm in the car, and all of a sudden, I see texts going off.
Uh-oh.
From Nate's girlfriend. Yeah.
Nate, by the way, is practicing, so
he
can't see the
nowhere to
phone.
Be seen.
Oh, geez. Shut up.
But he
did
left it
look?
In my... Of course I did, girl.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it. You read him?
Yes.
Oh, she not only
she
read
She is
them.
Upset with him,
oh,
girl.
What happened?
She said, you did not... I'm always the one that starts the conversation in this relationship. Keep in mind, they're 12. And maybe I was just tired of always starting the conversation. You need to start it once in a while. And by the way, your bros... Your boys are all mad at me because they said that I'm not talking to you, but you're not talking to me.
Oh,
like she was
snap.
Upset. So I read it, right? And there was so much there. It was a dot, dot, dot. I had to like open the thing. Well, Nate never switched his thing. So when you click on opening it, it says read.
Oh.
So she thought he read it.
Oh, no.
And so she got more mad.
Responding.
And right. She got more mad. So now you're just going to act like I don't exist? You're just going to ignore me?
Oh, man, she's going to burn the bunny,
like,
isn't she?
Oh,
she's going to boil the bunny.
And I couldn't say anything, but I so badly wanted to go, hi, this is Nate's mom. I've opened his phone. Oops. But that would have made it worse, right? Really bad?
Mm-hmm.
So instead, I turned his thing to where you can't read that it's on. Like, the person can't read that you read it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but it's too late. She already know.
Yeah, she already knows. It didn't change it.
So... Nate, when you told him about this, I'm sure he was very understanding.
No, not hardly. Nikki?
I can't believe you did this.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So how has he, does he know all about this?
Yes. So he came to the car because practice was over. And he came to the car and I go, your girlfriend is mad at you. So he goes, what? How do you know? I go, she sent you a couple texts. He goes, wait, did you read them?
OMG.
And I go, yeah. I go, and I may have opened it because he goes, you can always read it, but you don't have to open it. I said, well, I had to because there's a lot there. And he goes, Mom. So I was like, listen, I can help you get yourself out of this.
So he had to spend an hour on the phone with her, Nikki.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Last night when he got home.
Which is what every guy wants to do.
Yeah.
To spend an hour on the phone with someone.
So did you coach him on how he needed to handle it?
Yes, I did, because he was not – he went to Cooperstown for that week, and he didn't talk much to her. So I had to coach him through the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, and don't tell her I looked at it. Just tell her, you know. He goes, I'm sure she already figured that one out.
I hope she's not listening.
Yeah. Well, she better be in school right now with my kid. Nobody better be listening. And hopefully you don't listen to this thing.
Right?
But no, I mean, kudos to her for being like, you need to start a conversation. You need to talk to me. I said, girls need to know that you appreciate them, that you want to talk to them, that you want to be around them. You can't just not respond or give her one-word answers. You gotta have communication.
And is he up for the challenge?
He seemed to be.
Wow.
And that's what I said to him. I said, if you don't care, then don't even worry about it. But if you care, then... I'm not, you know, trying to tell you have to have a girlfriend, but if you care about this particular girl, make the effort.
There you go. There you go. Good
and then
advice.
I said, we could go get her a necklace or something. Give her a gift. Be like, my bad. And that's how I had him start it last night. My bad. Like I said, no, you say you're bad because she's mad at you. And he goes, well, I have this Dunkin' Donuts gift card. I said,
perfect.
He goes, I'll give that to her.
No. Take her to Dunkin' Donuts. That's what you do.
You can't take her anywhere. He's 12.
Well, you meet her there. You guys.
But you could drive them, Christy.
Right.
Yeah, just add it to your bus route.
That's right. It's your bus route. Isn't that true? Add it to your bus route. Yeah. There it is. Motherhood in a nut and one word, bus route.
I don't know if after this her parents are going to want her around me.
Yeah, I can't imagine that.
Stop it.
I know, right?
Tell her to get over it. So we're learning. I'm learning this bus route thing, too. Mm-hmm. So with the school year in practice now for the oldest, Noah is right after school. So we don't need to go pick him up till 5:30.
Yeah, I don't have to pick Nate up till 4:30.
So,
isn't that crazy?
So Shane went to go pick him up at 5:30, came back to the house. Then Mason has to be there by 6 or 6:30. It's like, okay, dude, one of the kids is going to, Mason's going to have to wait.
Yeah.
We're going to have to take them both. Because it's like you're a bus driver.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well,
how far away is the school from you?
So I want to say I can get there in 7 minutes. It's not the biggest deal, but... Yeah. You know, you have other stuff to do. You feel like you're just driving kids around.
Yeah, guess what?
Oh, really? Does it? Guess what? I go to Spencerport like every day from my
Misty.
House. So it's like 40 minutes, okay?
One way.
So I don't want to hear about your 7 minute. I have so much to do.
I know, I have to do my Pilates.
And then I have to sit there for 2 hours during practice and try to take care of whatever I can. I end up cleaning. My car is so clean.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I have to drive 7 minutes. Oh, my goodness.
I know. It just hinders my workout routine.
Seriously.
Seriously.
And it's like, when do I make dinner? One kid's got to eat at this time, but you don't want him to eat before practice for the other one. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well.
It's a pain, isn't it? There's such a reward at the end. Because
is there?
I think there is. Because last night, my child, who I helped, coached him how to speak to the girl, actually gave me a hug and was like, thanks, Mom, for everything you do.
Nice.
Not only that, we allowed him to go eat dinner in his room while he talked to her at 9 o'clock at night. You're welcome.
Ah, very nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. So get used to it. There is a payoff. My daughter's going to be 30 in January. And I mean, it's like the payoff is launching them. And
you didn't tell Nikki she got another dog.
Oh, yeah. My daughter got another dog. I have a third grand dog now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's a little tiny one about the size of Shep's paw.
Oh, stop it. What kind of dog is it?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You didn't ask any questions, Nikki.
Well, here's what happened. No, because here's what happened.
It is adorable.
So about a week ago, Leslie says, we're thinking of getting another dog. Okay, fine. Then yesterday she says to her mother, she goes, yeah, we might get another dog. And Kim goes, well, before you do that, think about this, because you know how much money it can cost when you got to do vet bills and, shots and this and that. Then there's always an emergency, blah, blah, blah. I have two dogs already. Yeah. Well, about 9:30 last night, which was 7:30 her time, the texts start going. We have a family thread,
Oh, boy.
And here's a picture of the new dog.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Cute little guy named Clifford.
Super
Clifford.
Cute.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of dog it is. It's like I said.
Well, he's a big red dog.
That's
obviously
what I said. That's what I said. as he red, and Leslie says, no, and he's not big either. So he's a tiny little pup. It's a puppy, like 8 weeks old or something. So very cute. So I have a third grand dog. No grandkids yet, but a third grand dog. That's okay. Fine. It's just, crazy. So I don't know where I was going with that other than the time that I have a grand dog. But no, the payoff is that when you launch your kids and they're successful and they're happy, you've done good. And that's what it comes down to. So, and there's no better feeling in the world than that, So, all right, kids, warm1013.com. Share this with all your friends on your socials, and we'll see you on the radio. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.